Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Burt McCracken from The Used. You're listening to New Music Inferno, not Dante's Inferno.
That is right, ladies and gentlemen. This is JR. We are live on New Music Inferno, and it's going to be a great one today. We have an old friend of ours. He's been working behind the scenes with us. He's been doing his thing as well, and he finally has this movie that's been in the making for about 7 years. Basically about the lifespan of New Music Inferno. The movie's called Old 37. There, it's about two brothers intercepting 911 calls and a beat-up old ambulance to exact revenge on a group of careless teen drivers in a small northeastern town. For more information about the movie, check out Old 37, the movie. And they'll be talking on Twitter all night later on today as well. And he's the writer, producer, director, and he's not director of this movie, but he's from Massachusetts, living in Manhattan now. He is Mr. Paul Travers. Let me bring him on right now. Paul, good morning, good afternoon. How are you doing, Paul?
Hey, how's it going? I'm great.
And doing great as well. So your movie came out 2 weeks ago, finally. Like I said in the intro, it came. It took about 7, maybe 8 years, even longer for that to be made. How does it feel to have a baby out now, this baby out, and for the people to see it?
It came out October 6th, and what did you ask me?
How does it feel to have it out? Like
how does it feel to have it out?
Baby out now.
Seriously.
And, you know, for people to see it and go out and purchase it at your local Walmart or even Walmart.com.
Yeah, Walmart.com, Amazon.com. We really want people to go out and get the physical, you know, DVD at Walmart with all the extras and the commentary from me, my composer Darius. It feels awesome. I mean, to have written something almost a decade ago and have it finally be seen, you know, it's pretty awesome.
Well, for everybody, in the intro I didn't mention it. It stars Bill Mosley and Kane Hodder, legendary horror flick fame. I mean, obviously, with Kane being, Jason, and then also Bill Mosley starring in The House of Thousand Corpses, and, you know, the Rob Zombie flicks as well, the other Rob Zombie flicks as well that he's done. And countless others. So it's great. How did you? I mean, for that magnitude of legendariness, like of Bill and Kane, how did you land in for this one? Being that this was like a kind of a independent, you know, flick kind of thing going on that you did.
Well, what's crazy is I wrote the role of John Roy in the movie with Kane Hodder in mind. Like never imagining that I was gonna get him because it is just an indie film that we made on our own. But I was at a horror convention in New York City, Fangoria Horror Convention, and I just ran into him, like, outside of the convention area. And I was like, oh, hey, man, I'm a big fan. Just wanted to tell you I wrote this movie with a role in mind for you. And he's like, oh, what's it about? And I was like, two brothers killing people in an ambulance. He's like, oh, I like that idea. I never heard that before. send me the script. So I sent him the script, and he was like, yeah, I love this. Let's do this. So fast forward like 4 years, and we finally raised the money and the infrastructure and got the crew together, and it was time. And then when it came to get Bill Mosley, it was like my casting director had a connection to, you know, to get anyone really, but she put out a list and Bill Mosley was on it. I was like, definitely Bill Mosley, let's get him. And then I hit up Kane. I was like, how do you feel if Bill Mosley was playing opposite you? And he was like, that would be awesome because we're old friends and we've always wanted to like act in a movie together. So it worked out.
And it worked. And it's out now. And it's great to see. I mean, also the soundtrack. I mean, honestly, you have The Used. You have a lot of other, I think, is it Sleeping with Fire on it too?
Who?
Circa Survive.
Circa Survive's on it. The Used.
No?
Who?
Sleeping with Sirens. Is that one of the bands on it too or no?
Sleeping with Sirens? No. We got Circa,
okay, I thought
The Used.
Circa Survive, The Used, and Darius as well for his stuff that he was the music composer for it as well. And it was great. I was thinking Sleeping with Sirens because I know, your wife was working with them at the time the movie was coming out and everything. I thought maybe, you know, a Sleeping with Sirens song would go in it as well. But it's a great soundtrack. And then also we have a good friend, a mutual friend of ours, Seiki Daimo, who worked with you guys on the second team. choreography of photography, not photography, camera work and all that. How was it?
He was our cinematographer for the second unit.
How was it all that? How did that come about? How did that little network with Seichi come together?
I don't know. I mean, I know we've known Seichi for a while because he would, I forget how they knew him, but he would like, I think he would do camera stuff for certain press outlets for our company, which is Big Picture Media. We do press for bands, which is how we get all these really cool bands on the soundtrack. Cause through the years, you know, if I don't always meet all our bands, like I never met Sleeping with Sirens, but like I've got to hang out with the Used and become good friends with them. I've got to hang out with States and become good friends with them. Same with Circa. So that's how those bands came to be on the soundtrack. And same with Seichi, you make friends over time. And he just, we knew that he was good with the camera and I needed a DP, a director of photography for the second unit stuff that I was planning to direct after principal photography happened. So he was like, yeah, I'll do that. So we hooked it up. We did it. We shot 2 full days of production. And then we did like, I think another day we went out and did a bunch of just like shooting roads and stuff.
It was huge deal when we sat down, and for most people out there, we sat down on Monday night it was and watched the movie, and he was surprised about how much of the footage that he did that you guys used. He was like, holy shit, really? He couldn't remember of all the stuff that he did because it was a little bit ago since you guys shot the film, and he was like blown away. And I know, Stacey, if you're listening, please do call in. I know. Paul and I were conversating and said that you should call in and talk about the experience as well. But, with this movie being taking so long to get out, what was the downfall that you guys, didn't expect to happen? I mean, honestly, did you have any, days that were like, holy crap, like the weather was horrible that you're trying to shoot or any?
Movie was full of downfalls.
Go ahead.
Yeah, there was a lot of downfalls. Started with our first day of pre-production was Hurricane Sandy, destroyed all of the Eastern Seaboard. and so that instantly threw off our entire shoot because we had to move. We had our office in New York City. We had no power. No one could get in or out of the city. And that just threw us off and hogged up all the rental cars and all the hotels in Long Island for all the electrical workers and all that stuff. So that threw us off. Then there's accidents on set with cars and RVs and boats.
I heard about that. You had like accidents nonstop. With RVs and boats. I mean, what happened with that? How did that all happen? I mean, what went down that occurred these accidents? I mean, honestly, there is an accident, couple car accidents in the film. But how did these accidents happen with the cars and a boat? Like, how did a boat get involved in this movie? Because I watched the movie and I didn't see any boats.
There's no boats in the movie. It just basically we shot at an old marina. Not even an old marina. We shot at a marina that had a lot of old buildings on site in Long Island in Spionk. And it was winter and all the boats were up inside the marina on stilts, and wrapped up for the winter.
Okay.
And we work long hours. We work like 16, 17 hours every day. And then this was like probably halfway through the shoot. And one of the PAs was driving Bill Moseley's RV like onto the set. And I don't know if he got possessed by the devil or if he fell asleep, but he just pulled in and then instantly full speed ahead, just rammed 3 parked boats and totaled the RV and 3 boats.
That's a crazy story. But, you mentioned earlier you got the funding from, you did crowdfunding and all that for this project, and it's great. I mean, honestly, how was your experience with that, with crowdfunding, with this aspect that you were, it was a full independent flick that you wanted to do crowdfunding? I mean, honestly, the numbers came in with the fans and the horror fans because, you had 2 big names, Kane and Bill, and also for Andy Cyrus, and, like we mentioned, what we were talking about, the cast, Olivia Alexander, and just, Darius is well on board for the soundtrack as well, what he was the director of the music and everything like that. How was your experience? Go ahead.
The crowdfunding we mostly just used for the initial money we needed to like book casting, like our casting director and like legal stuff and some storyboards, but then we had to get like outside investors. Like, so we didn't raise, we only raised a small portion of our budget on crowdfunding, and then the rest we found like independent, you know, investors. So
yeah,
well,
that's awesome. And
yeah,
that's
worked,
good that,
it worked good.
Go ahead, Paul. Sorry.
No, that's all. I said it worked good.
That's good. That's good. It's good to see that. I mean, honestly, you know, crowdfunding is one of the things that people are using a lot for all different kinds of reasons. But let's do this for everybody out there. Once again, I know we have the phone lines open. If you want to call and talk to Paul about, you know, the writing of the movie, how he came up with the concept, anything else, I mean, honestly, we're going to talk about it as well. I'm going to take a quick 3-minute break, 3 minutes, 58 seconds. We're going to play a safety song because I was like, well, let's play safety because we talked about him. I don't have we had to use to introduce the show, so that's the used portion of the show there. So we're going to be back. Give us a little break here, and if you guys have any calls for Paul there, please do call in 347-826-7096. Or if you're on Twitter, hit us up on New Music Inferno as well, and we'll talk about what they have planned tonight as they take Twitter by storm with the Old 37 movie tonight. Here it is, Safety with In the In-Between, and we'll be right back with more from Paul right after this. And right there is our good friend Stacy Dynamo with In the In Between. We are back with Paul Travers, the writer and producer of the movie Old 37. And Paul, I had this question already prepared before we went air. I was wondering, what is the next step for you now that you have this movie out? What is the next movie you're going to have out? What are you preparing yourself for next?
Well, I have. I guess the next thing I want to do is I definitely want to direct the next thing, because we had kind of issues with the director, and I definitely would like to be in control more of what I write. So, I have a comedy coming that I'm working on, that I'm putting together like funding for, called Hall & Oates. And it's about a truck driver who sings karaoke, who works for Quaker Oats. it's like a real broad, stupid comedy, maybe a Will Ferrell type of comedy, you know.
So are you going to try to Paul, are you going to try to land Will Ferrell in the movie?
I'm going to try to land someone big for sure. But I'm also working on a couple of, smaller horror movies that just to keep things going. One is a skateboarding witch movie called Venice. And one is a movie about a super fat dude who's just stuck in his apartment, but he's also haunted by a poltergeist. And that's called The Elephant in the Room.
Wow.
So one of these three things are kind of coming up next.
That's awesome. And then for everybody out there who doesn't know, he does have a IMDb. What was this teriyaki, Takoyaki City movie that you did? What was that movie all about?
I don't even know what that is. That's in there, but that's not even me, and they won't. I keep trying to delete it, but they won't. IMDb is very finicky about what they delete. But yeah, that wasn't me.
I don't even know either. I was like, it's an Australian flick. So it's like, I don't know if you were.
It says I play the shifty customer. I play shifty customer.
Yeah. Paul, with this movie that you have out, Old 37, how did this concept come about? Like, what were you watching? What were you, I know you're a big, big horror buff, but how did this whole movie come together in your mind? Like, where did you get the idea for the opening scene where the father is sticking his thumbs in that girl's leg and then tasting the blood of the wound? Spoilers now, guys.
No, it's all right. It's all out there these days. The concept of the whole movie about the brothers and the ambulance came from a nightmare that I had, that these two guys were trying to kill me in a fake ambulance after a car accident, and they had put the driver of my vehicle in a big meat grinder and ground him up, and I was trying to run and they were trying to lock me in this fake ambulance, and when I woke up I was like, oh, that'd be a cool movie idea. And I have a feeling because I was listening to a lot of Thrice at the time, because I wrote it around the time Artist and the Ambulance came out. So, maybe an ambulance was in my brain, and, I had been in a car accident with my friend where I was knocked out, my friend Reed, and we hit up telephone pole, and when I woke, when I woke up, he wasn't even in the car. So, I feel like all these different things must have been in my brain when I had the nightmare.
I know your publicity company, Big Picture, did work with Thrice on their last record. I want to know, did you ever meet Dustin and tell him the dream and tell him that this movie that you're having coming out, that you're working on, that basically probably was caused because your record, the audience?
No, I never. I mean, yeah, I've hung out with him a bunch, but I've never. No, because I never really put the pieces together until recently that could be why I was dreaming about ambulances. But we almost had a Thrice song on the soundtrack.
If Dustin, if you ever hear this interview, or if Paul ever runs into you again, because I know Dustin's doing his own thing and doing, Thrice just played the Taste of Chaos here 18 days ago in California there. So maybe you guys will run in together, and then you'll be like, okay, I pieced it all together. I told you about the movie, but now I'm going to blame the record for the dream I had to make this movie happen. And that's a cool story. It's like, you know, you could have been like, oh, well, I watch all these, you know, B, C rated the horror flicks. And you could be like, well, I know I could write something better. And you did. You wrote a great movie. The concept is awesome. When I was first told about it, like 7-8 years ago, whenever longer ago that we've known each other, that I was like, I was all bored about it. And then I saw that, you know, when it was coming out at Walmart day, when we were in Walmart, I was like, okay, I remember this is the day. And then we were like taking our dog to the vet, and Walmart was right there. And I was like, okay, we're in Walmart. Let me see if they have the movie. Because they only said 2,400 Walmarts. And that's a very broad number. And I'm like, I asked the clerk, and she said, wait, we have it? I remember putting it out. And I'm like, holy shit. I jumped up for joy. I'm like, yes, I can support my brother and my friend Paul the day the movie came out. And Donnie was
awesome.
Like, we got this movie. We have to get it. I'm like, yes, you do. And we did. So we got it the day.
Awesome.
And then, like, 2 days later, I watched it. And then, you know, JT was on his way to West L.A. And he stopped in Vegas. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, I worked on that movie. I'm like, I didn't know that. And he's like, do you have it? I'm like, yeah, I have it. So he sat down and watched it. He's mind blowing. So
that's amazing.
And the worlds collide, Paul. I mean, honestly, it's a great thing. So with that being said, with everything you've done, what would you want with that? You know, since you said you want to direct your next movie, and you have this comedy and this other, you know, couple other horror flicks. What is one thing you don't want to do in the world of movie and music and everything? What you've done PR work already. You've done direct.
Yeah.
You want to do directing. You want to do acting, because I know you acted in the movie. I heard about the scenes that you were part of the movie as well. But nobody knows, and if it's only because I know, because somebody was filming it when the scenes and whatnot. And
I was like a stunt double.
Thought you want to be a stunt double? You do
no,
be
I
a
was
stunt
a stunt double?
Double.
No, I was a stunt double.
Oh, you were? Okay,
yeah,
you were
in
a stunt
that
double.
Scene.
Okay. Yeah, yes, you were. And everybody probably can pick it out if they do that. But, you know, with what is one thing you don't want to do in the world of movies that you were, like, iffy about, but now you're like, when you get this movie done, what is one thing you don't want to do ever in a movie?
That I don't want to do, like, as I'm working on in a movie. I don't want to shoot in the dead of winter ever again outside.
That's what it's crazy. You could see the breath of Kane and everybody else in the final
deadly
scene.
Deadly cold.
It was like,
brutal.
Yeah. Or, you know, or the other thing is have a significant other be pregnant at the time of the movie, right?
Yeah, my wife, who was also co-producer, was pregnant at the time. She was
with your adorable
eight months
Zoe.
Pregnant.
Awesome.
Yeah, little Zoe. She was
and
she was on set
there,
the whole
we were talking
time.
About, okay. We had the whole time, and it was like, holy crap, now when Zoe gets older, you have to show her your fruit of what you were doing while she was being born, basically. But for everybody out there, like we were saying about earlier, you guys are going to take care of her Twitter. You're doing a live tweet viewing party. How is this working? How are you guys doing this whole thing? How are you going to be watching? Oh, Vimeo. Okay, that's right.
Vimeo. Yeah. So people will check out the old 37 Twitter, and then we'll be like, there's a code, a 50% off code, and they can click the Vimeo and watch it, and we'll just tweet back and forth with Kane Hodder and Brandi Cyrus and Olivia and Brendan Devin. Yeah.
Darius, Dana, and also Evan. I never met Evan. Where did Evan come from?
Evan Greenhill and Carrie Alton are co-producers with us. So it's me, Dana, Evan, and Carrie. We put the movie together and help get the funding together and all the logistics and all that nonsense.
Nice. And it worked. I mean, honestly, this movie was great.
Yeah.
It was dark. It was a dark film. It had, you know, some raciness to it, some naked chicks in it. that was pretty cool. The scene of, and you brought in modern technology. I mean, honestly, you were basically having someone Skype there. If everybody who's not seen the movie, go buy it. I mean, I don't want to do any spoilers because I feel like an asshole, like a Yelp reviewer that SoundCloud made fun of. You know, I don't want to watch do a 15-page review on Ruby Tuesday. But Paul, like, you know, and you, the composer, you know, Gary Tolbert was great with how he picked out You know, the Circus Survive song, the placement of the songs were great. The Fused one, I was like, holy crap, like, that was fantastic to see where he placed it. And what other songs for everybody out there that you used in the movie for, you know, people that want to maybe somehow buy the song, support the artist that you guys had in the movie?
Yeah, I mean, you know, States was in there, Mindy White of Lydia, you know, States, the band States, I'm sure you've had them on. Mm-hmm. They had a song that's really great, you know, the band Shepherd, who is pretty mm-hmm. famous for that song, Geronimo.
They're
in
the
four
movie,
songs.
From what
they're
I heard.
In the movie. Yeah, they're in the movie. And they have four songs on the soundtrack. Night Riots is a song on the soundtrack. Spiders.
That band's horrible. I don't like them. I don't like Night Riots. Horrible dude.
No, okay.
No,
and,
I love them.
They're your enemies.
Yeah,
no, we love
good
Night
people.
Riot.
They love me. Every time they came to Vegas, I went to see them. And the last time
awesome.
I saw them was with the Mowglis. And that, I mean, honestly, to see those kids to from where they did a headliner at the Cosmopolitan Pool the first time I ever met them out here in Vegas. And hardly anybody was there because nobody knew who they were, even though the radio station was playing their song out here. And then, like, to see them also open up for Matt and Kim and being on Warped Tour and then also being on tour with Mowglis and Hippocampus. I'm like, it's like, holy crap. Like, the sky's the limit for those kids with Travis.
Yeah,
and,
they have a great sound.
And definitely, and I hope everybody who's never heard of Nut Rides, go pick up the record, Contagious, which is available now. So it's great to see and everything else like that. But I know, Paul, I'm not going to let you here any longer. I know you got to go. You got to get ready for tonight. And it starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Like I said, thevimeo.com/on-demand/old37. And then the code is old37-live. You know, go do that. Pre-ordering,
yeah, go do that.
I guess. Can they do it kind of pre-order for tonight or whatever it is?
Yeah, I think they can set it. Yeah, they can get it set up now and then hit play later.
Okay, awesome. Well,
definitely.
Paul, go ahead real quick. Tell everybody where they can find more information about the movie, the soundtrack, and anything else about you as well as a white writer,
you can find
producer,
you,
and everything else.
Yeah, you can find everything you need to know at old37themovie.com, and that connects to our socials, and that has the trailer playing. And, yeah, you can pretty much find everything there.
Well, Paul, I thank you so much. You know,
thank you for having
chat.
Me.
Definitely, no problem. And I was like, well, you know what? I need to support these guys even more without just buying the movie. I need to have Paul on the show. Take a little time
awesome.
Out of your day to talk about the movie and whatever else you may have in the near future with, you know, producing, directing, and all that kind of stuff. But, Paul, thank you so much. Have a great day. Continued success to you, Big Picture, and everything else around you and everyone involved with your, adventures in life.
Thanks, man. You too.
No problem, everybody. That was Paul Travers, writer and producer and of the movie Old 37, old37themovie.com. Go buy it at walmart.com, amazon.com. If you guys want to, you know, get the digital download, which is kind of stupid to do because it only goes on your computer, and takes up storage space. So buy the DVD. Have a digital copy. And when you go to HorrorCon, they may be there. People signing,
yeah.
Get Bill and Kane to do. Paul's still in the line. Hey, drink that. So there you go, Paul. When's the next HorrorCon? I mean, honestly, it's time of the season. When's the next HorrorCon or
the
anything
next,
like that you're going to?
The next thing we're doing is called Buffalo Dreams Fantastic Festival, and that's in Buffalo, New York.
Okay, so Buffalo,
that's,
New York. Go meet Paul.
November 11th, I think we screen. I don't know. It's just a film festival. I don't think there's any horror people there. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't think it's not like a convention. We just got back from Rock and Shock, and so I don't know where the next one is.
How did Rock and Shock go, by the way? I know we didn't.
It went great.
That. How did Rock and Shock go?
Yeah. It went great. We did a little intro with Bill Moseley. We filled the room with viewers. It was cool. It was awesome.
Definitely. Well, there you go, guys. So Buffalo, film, Buffalo, New York, be ready for November 12th, you said?
I think 11th.
November 11th. So just go to old37movie.com or old37 on the Facebook as well, and you'll find that. And everybody will be back in about an hour and a half with Ryan Joe from The Voice. So everybody, thank you so much for listening in. Have a great day, and we'll talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.
See
you. Yeah, there you go. And
there you go.
Beware of Darkness. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back, like I said, with Blind Joe here at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. We love you all. Thanks for listening. And thanks to our good friends at Moondog Records at 44 Maryland South Parkway, and also our good friends at Boomer's Las Vegas Bar and Grill at 32 Sirius Avenue. And BoomersLV.com is the place to go to find out all information that's happening there. And, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you. Have a great day. Support your local blues scene. Go buy a record. Go buy Old 37 at Walmart.com, Amazon.com. And, you know, if you want to download it on your computer, go ahead. But I think it's better to have a physical copy. So instead of taking your computer somewhere, take your DVD to your friend's house to watch it and have him buy it as well. Him or her buy it, because it's a great horror flick. Love you all. Bye-bye. Peace.